This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
With me in the studio now is Adrian Rouse, who's the coordinator of the annual event that's growing every year called the Ping Pongathon. It's a community and church-based event where people of all ages and backgrounds gather to play ping pong and raise funds and awareness about human trafficking, particularly sex trafficking. And Adrian wants you to get involved. He joins me now. Welcome, Adrian.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Firstly, I want to start with the organisations that you support. You've got 8 partner organisations at the moment across Asia and the Philippines. Tell me about those organisations.
Yeah, well, we focus on human trafficking because, sadly, there are 45.8 million slaves in the world today.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
That is.
Still in our modern world that twice the population of Australia are enslaved in some way. And I guess I just really got a heart for it several years ago. I've worked in Australian Christian youth work for most of my life. And I just started to hear about this issue and just started to get stirred about it and started to investigate. I went to Thailand for 10 days to learn for myself, went on an exposure trip to learn about the issues and see firsthand what was happening. And just my heart was broken for it. And so, yeah, since then I guess we started the Pong to try and engage people on this issue in a fun way.
Yeah.
Because it can be a pretty depressing issue.
Very serious, yeah, heavy.
Yeah, and so people often hear those sorts of statistics and feel really overwhelmed by it and wonder, you know, what could I do? How could I make a difference into that space? So we thought of something really fun and a bit quirky. And, yeah, people are just embracing it and loving it, and it's growing and making a difference in many, many young lives who are now having the opportunity to just have a normal life as a result of the funds that are raised through the Pong. We attempt to find a partner that specialises in one aspect of the issue. So we find one that's brilliant at rescuing young people who are in these situations, and so we partner with them on a rescue project. We find a partner who's really brilliant at aftercare. So when young people, teenagers, young adults have come out of the sex industry and are looking for, well, what's next in my life, they're the ones who are taking them through a rehabilitation process, giving them a chance to learn new skills or go back into education so they have an opportunity to gain alternative employment in the future. Then we have other partners who are working more at a systemic level, so working with the legal system or the government in a country to actually ensure that those systems are working in such a way that there's a deterrent for traffickers. So commonly people get caught trafficking and they get a bit of a slap on the wrist, a fine, maybe 30 days in prison, and then they're out again making loads and loads of money off of the back of selling people. So when the justice system works, so we partner with IJM, International Justice Mission, and they're brilliant at engaging and training up judges, lawyers, police in these local nations that the system actually works.
I've heard some really good news from IJM recently that they've had some statistics showing just what a breakthrough they're making, and they're changing things in the Philippines and other places. So that's really good news.
If you look at their website at the moment, there's some amazing statistics there of what's happening, particularly in Cebu in the Philippines, which is the project that we partner into.
Great. Okay, so let's talk about the Ping Pongathon, and I love it that you call it the Pong for short. How did the Pong begin?
It was really just an experiment. It actually started out of the end of my marriage, which was a really painful and sad time. And I was really unsure as to what was next in my life. I went to Thailand to volunteer with an organisation for a couple of months just to help myself get perspective on what I was going through. I went there, volunteered. My volunteering turned into 2 years instead of 2 months because I was asked to run that organisation on the ground as their director.
Excellent.
And you know, these young people just kind of broke my heart. And our organisation was working with teenage boys, which, you know, people often hear about trafficking and exploitation and they don't immediately think of boys.
No.
But in many, many nations, boys are just as vulnerable as girls are. And so we worked with teenage boys who were largely homeless, often addicted, and engaging in sex work as a means of survival because of the poverty of their families.
Mm.
And so it was out of that context, really, that I was seeing day in, day out, men driving demand on this issue, sadly, but then men absent when it came to being a part of the solution. We started the Pong really as a way to experiment with engaging men. And so we thought, what better way to do it than to make it something really fun, something quite sporty, and something that's all about community and relationship. I mean, you play table tennis for 2 or 3 hours and you make friends in the process. Yep. So,
and I guess it's very inclusive because it's something that a beginner can do. You don't have to be a pro.
I mean, we've had boys as young as 6 playing the event with their dads. And clearly they learn about the issues in an age-appropriate kind of a way and have a younger understanding of the issue. And then we've had, last year we had a 100-year-old man participate in the event.
That's fabulous.
So it's really is a broad spectrum of ages and also not, it's not just a Christian-focused thing. It's actually for everyone in the community because we believe that this issue is, it's a human issue. It shouldn't just be Christians responding to it. It should be anyone that cares about other human beings should have that opportunity to make a difference and be a part of that.
Mm, fabulous. And you're now in your 6th year and you've got 25 ping pong venues locked in so far. And when we say pong, we do respect table tennis. We're just calling it Pong.
Yeah, well, there's a story why we call it the Pong, which I won't share because it might be a bit sensitive for
some younger
listeners.
Socks. Yeah, okay.
No, but, but yeah, we do hear from table tennis fans and fanatics that it's table tennis, but it just doesn't have the same ring of table tennis, a thong.
No, not at all.
We apologise, but we actually have heard from table tennis associations that they are really, they've been watching our event develop over the last few years, and they're really positive about it because it's great for table tennis.
Absolutely. So 25 venues locked in so far for this year. Where have you got events happening?
Oh, look, we've got events happening right across the country. So last year we had 41 venues, at least one in every state of Australia. So from Darwin to Hobart to Perth to you name it, everywhere.
And so if there's people listening that are in community groups or churches or youth organisations, you're really looking for them to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Every event needs an event organiser and that's really someone that sticks their hand up that says, I could do this. Mm-hmm. I could gather a group of boys and men. Mm-hmm. And look, we do let girls and women actually play, but we just kind of sneak them in because we want everyone to be able to be involved.
Of course.
It's really about accessing some table tennis equipment, engaging in your community on the event. You know, we provide basically everything that an organiser needs to run the event, including a manual that spells it out from A to Z. Mm-hmm. So last year we had a 13-year-old boy in Brisbane run an event with the help of his mum and dad.
Mm.
He just heard about the issue and he said, I want to respond to that. We've got an 8-year-old boy in Perth this year who's looking to run an event in his school. And then we've got guys who are retired. Yeah, it can be a church, it can be a sporting club that you might be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
We've run this event in a pub before everyday Aussie blokes sitting around at the end of the week having a beer and ping pong going on in the pub.
Oh, that's ideal.
And, you know, men are actually learning about the issue of trafficking in a very non-threatening way.
Mm.
It's not a religious kind of wrapped event, so it's very much community friendly.
Mm. And schools can get involved too, can't they?
Absolutely. Mm. We've run the event in 4 schools over the last couple of years, and this year we're actually developing the event specifically for the school's context.
Mm. Excellent event. And if people want to find out more, where can they go?
Go to pingpongathon.com, send us an email through the contact section there, and we will send you out information about how you can get involved.
Adrian, thanks very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.